And our panelists with us today are...
Hi, I'm Lois.
And I'm Simon.
And I'm Doris. And you know, when I said welcome to this lesson on health, but I'm not really welcoming this dealing with back pain, that kind of seems like a difficult subject, Simon.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with back pain, but it is a problem that a lot of people have. It's one of those illnesses or ailments that is very common for people in the population.
Well, that's true. In fact, it says right under the title there, if you have low back pain, try these steps first. Wow. So I think a lot of people are going to be paying attention.
I think so, too. And I like the title, Dealing with Back Pain. And, you know, I think most of us in our life will at least deal with back pain at least once.
Mm-hmm. And you're lucky if you can get over it.
Yes, and you know, it's oftentimes in a family, you should actually ask your parents or your grandparents if they have ever suffered with back pain.
Well, there's a lot of things that cause it, and we'll find out about it and what we can do about it. But if you look at page 14 today, the very first paragraph tells us that it's one of the things that happens to so many people. What is that word that they use here in the first sentence that says that?
Well, they say it's a scourge of mankind.
Right. What does that mean?
Well, a scourge, usually when you think of scourging someone, when we use it like a verb, we basically mean whip the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when something is a scourge, it's kind of like saying like a torture or a huge painful problem that people deal with.
It's a big bad thing that happens.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
sure.
It sounds like a Charles Dickens novel.
Okay, so before we get into the scourge of that, let's read the first paragraph, and then we will discuss what we're going to be talking about the next 2 days, and hope it will be helpful for many of you.
Dealing with back pain. If you have low back pain, try these steps first. Low back pain, the scourge of mankind, is the second leading cause of disability in the United States and the fourth worldwide. It's also one of the top five medical problems for which people see doctors. Almost every day that I see patients, I see someone with back pain. It's one of the top reasons for lost wages due to missed work, as well as for healthcare dollars spent, hence a very expensive problem.
Our reading here today started with the line, low back pain, the scourge of mankind, is the second leading cause of disability in the United States and the fourth worldwide. And that sentence really just shows us how big a problem lower back pain is.
It sure does. I know for myself, if I get lower back pain, one of the things I have to do is oftentimes some floor exercises and actually get out for a walk in really good shoes.
Well, you know, this word disability, we hate to see that word because it means we don't have the ability to do the things we're used to doing. And we love to just go out and walk and run. And if you can't do that, then you have disability. It's a bad word, isn't it?
That's right. Nobody wants to be disabled because it basically means you can't live your life the way you would want to live it. You can't live normally. And this paragraph goes on to explain a bunch of the different ways that happens. But first it tells us that it's a top medical problem that people go to their doctor for.
That's true. It's one of the top five medical problems that they go to the doctor for. And if you look at people walking along the street, you'll see so many people that kind of are stooped over because their back hurts, especially older people.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought, oh, if they didn't have that back pain, they could really be enjoying life more.
Exactly. I know in my life, I watched my maternal grandfather have terrible back problems. And even though he was never ever overweight, and also my mom really suffered with back disability from time to time.
So we hope this article is going to help some people, because this doctor who wrote this said almost every day they see patients, and a lot of them do have back pain, and it causes a lot of things. It's not very good for your working, is it, for your jobs?
Yeah, you can see actually here they're sort of hinting at the economic cost of this problem. They say, for example, people lose wages due to missed work. So if you don't go to work, you don't get paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also it causes a lot of healthcare dollars to be spent. So it's very expensive. People are spending a lot of money to try to fix this problem, and they're not able to go to work.
So hence, which just means therefore, because of that, it's a very expensive problem, and also I think it's a problem that really makes life miserable for people.
Exactly, because some people, will find out later on in the article, suffer quite a lengthy episode with back problems. And hopefully we'll have some answers for that today.
Well, we're going to find out how we can deal with it. And there are two kinds of back pain. So let's think about the different kinds of back pain first. Let's start with that. And let's read that section here on page 14 about the two kinds of back pain.
Two kinds of back pain. Let's talk about the most common forms of back pain. Acute, which lasts less than 4 weeks, and subacute, which lasts 4 to 12 weeks. Most of these cases, approximately 85%, are due to harmless causes. We lump them into the mechanical back pain diagnosis, which includes muscle spasm, ligament strain, and arthritis. A handful, 3 to 4%, will be due to potentially more serious causes, such as herniated discs, spondylolisthesis, slipped discs, a compression fracture of the vertebra due to osteoporosis, collapsed bone due to bone thinning, or spinal stenosis, squeezing of the spinal cord due to arthritis. Rarely, less than 1% of the time, we will see pain due to inflammation, such as ankylosing spondylitis, cancer, usually metastases, or infection.
So, let's talk about the most common forms of these. There's two kinds. What's the first kind it says? Acute, right?
That's right. They basically say the two kinds are acute and subacute, and then they give us a definition of what each of those means. So, when you hear that word acute, it usually means a short-term but very serious thing.
Hurts a lot.
Right? So if you have an acute illness, it means you won't be sick forever, but you're going to be pretty sick
during
that time.
You're going to suffer. Whenever I hear that word acute, I think it equals suffering.
Yeah. So
it means severe, doesn't it? Yeah, severe.
That's right. And specifically here, when they say you have acute back pain, it means it lasts less than 4 weeks. The second category is subacute. And they say that lasts 4 to 12 weeks. So actually, both of these main kinds of back pain, they don't last forever, but they can last for basically up to 3 months, which is kind of a long time if you're not able to work or go about your daily life.
Well, it doesn't say why you get them all of a sudden. Sometimes you twist or you try to reach for something and I don't know.
I've always got it from picking up something the wrong way. You know, instead of bending down with my knees, I've bent down with my back, and then I've twisted, picking up the heavy item, and my back has gone out like this, folks.
And that actually, Lois just used a term that people often use when they're talking about muscle pain associated with their back. They'll say, my back has gone out, or I've put out my back.
Right. And it hurts, whatever.
Yeah.
Man,
right?
It hurts.
And so there's a lot of different things involved here. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's right. So they say about 85% of these cases of acute or subacute back pain are caused by harmless causes. I don't know if you'd feel like they're harmless when you're experiencing back pain.
Right.
They hurt. But I think the point, again, is they're not lasting problems.
No, they're not something wrong with your back or your cartilage or something. They're just you twisted something the wrong way, right?
That's right. And they say they lump them into sort of one diagnosis. Lump in basically means you put them together in one group
right.
and make a big piece of something.
And they call that mechanical back pain.
That's right. And what they say causes that is muscle spasm, ligament strain, and arthritis. So muscle spasm basically means the muscle is sort of tightening and
Right.
Yeah. Kind of out of control.
That's what I have experienced. Mm-hmm. It's extremely painful.
What causes that?
Caused by the injury because you've picked up something the wrong way or too heavy for you or just have bent improperly.
Well, that's also a ligament strain, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this time I had a muscle spasm, the doctor said. And they really try to, you kind of have to go through it.
Hmm.
You have some painkillers and some muscle relaxants, but it has to just kind of eventually.
It's like a cramp.
It is like labor. It is. That's how it is. Okay? Just to let you know.
I've had it. For me, it just feels like the muscles in my back are very tight.
It doesn't feel like a cramp or anything. Like a cramp?
Not really, but when you move, you can get kind of a pain. It feels like you've been stabbed by something in that in that muscle.
Well, is that like a ligament strain?
Well, I think the ligament, of course, is a word that describes one kind of muscle. And the strain there, I think, means you've just pulled that muscle too far the wrong way.
Well, and do people really get arthritis in their back? I know they get
Yes, they certainly do.
Their knees and their legs and their neck. Right.
Yeah. The big problem with arthritis is that it causes swelling or inflammation. So I guess basically you have muscles that are tightening because they've been damaged, muscles that are pulled, so they're not working properly, or swelling.
My mother would have arthritis in her back.
But that's for 85% of them are caused by that. But then there are 3 or 4%, that's not very many, but they are due to what could be, potentially means, has the problem of being very serious. And that mentions a couple of things here. What are those serious ones?
I'm gonna try them. But if I get them wrong, I don't want a bunch of letters going to letters at studioclassroom.com.
Doctors don't write in and tell us because we're
we're just trying here.
We're just teachers. We don't know. So the first one they say is a herniated disc.
And I've heard of that.
Yeah. The second one they say is spondylolisthesis.
And now that's a hard one to say. Say that again.
Spondylolisthesis.
Spondylolisthesis. But very kindly, the writer has put in parentheses here, slipped disc.
Now, I've heard that. People say, I have a slipped disc, and that's what they describe.
You often hear an athlete say that when they age, they have a slipped disc, who did athletics as a profession.
Yeah. And so, basically, I think the meaning here of herniated disc, actually, we have this really helpful picture at the top of page 15, which sort of lets you see different kinds of back troubles. And one of them, about halfway down, is the herniated disc. And you see that the disc is the thing that's between the bones in your back.
Right.
And a herniated disc just kind of has a lump or a bulge sticking out of it. And so that's the herniated disc. When we say a slipped disc, we usually, I gather, mean a disc that's not quite in the right place.
It's not lined up right.
It's not
lined
up.
It's just out of place a little bit.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, a lot of people say that, oh, I've got a slipped disc. And that can be taken care of, but it's really not easy. No?
Yeah.
Well, and then they talk about this fracture from the vertebrae because of osteoporosis, which is also a strong form of arthritis, isn't it?
It's a collapsed bone due to bone thinning. It's very serious. You often can be tested for that when you're much younger than a senior citizen so that you can find out if you're susceptible to having this. It's very common in women.
Okay, and what's the next one?
It's called spinostenosis, and that's described as squeezing the spinal cord due to arthritis. So we mentioned that arthritis, the big problem is that things swell up. And so when they're swollen up, there's nowhere for them to go, and so it kind of squeezes the spinal cord and creates pain that way.
Well, I'm glad that the last one says rarely, less than 1% of the time, do they see pain because of this inflammation. And I would just call it inflammation, but what's that big medical term? You're doing a good job there.
There's so much pressure on me right now, Doris. I think this one is ankylosing spondylosis.
I'm just going to call it inflammation.
Lying. Let me redo that.
Let's do it again.
Ankylosing spondylitis.
That's right.
Okay.
Ankylosing spondylitis.
I don't expect you all to memorize that word, but if you don't, just say I have inflammation. That's good, too.
I really
and then
hope
we wanted
to edit this radio program to get rid of my mistake the first
time. And then we want to definitely mention the last one, cancer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody who had lower back pain. It went neglected, and they died of the cancer
in
their lower back. Yes.
Yeah, that's not as common as the others.
No.
So that's, and this picture up here does help quite a bit, though, don't you think, on page 15?
Yeah, it gives you sort of a good idea of what some of the different problems are and what is actually happening.
I like the top one because that's a normal disc, and that's the way it should look.
Right.
But see, when it is not normal, it's degenerative. That means it is not, it's going bad.
I think the important thing we want to tell our listeners is if you have back pain and it really is not disappearing, you need to see your medical doctor.
And let them check it out.
Exactly. Because it could, in most cases, it isn't, but it could be a serious problem.
And look at the third one, the bulging disc. It's just sticking out a little bit. And then when it's really bad, that's the herniated one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And what about the bottom one?
Well, we have thinning disc, where the disc is sort of getting squished thinner. Yeah. And disc degeneration, that's where the disc is kind of breaking down. And they note, they mention that there's osteophyte formation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's connected, obviously, to the one we mentioned with osteoporosis, where the bone is breaking
down. I think you could be a doctor, don't you think?
He knows a lot about biology.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Right. But anyway, these are just some of the things. And to lump it all together, it's back pain. So we want to deal with the issue because, you know, how can we handle this? And we read it, that's true, but what can we do about it? So we have to deal with the problem.
Dealing with the issue. When someone with acute low back pain comes into the office, my main job is to rule out one of these potentially more serious conditions through my interview and exam. It is only when we suspect a cause other than mechanical that we will then order imaging or labs, and then things can go in a different direction. But most of the time, we're dealing with a relatively benign and yet really painful, disabling and expensive condition. How do we treat this? The sheer number of treatments is dizzying, but truly effective treatment options are few.
So, actually, but somebody has this acute low back pain, and they come into the office, then what does this doctor do?
Well, the main job that this doctor says they have is to rule out the more serious possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually says here, my main job is to rule out one of these potentially more serious conditions.
What does she mean by rule out?
It means to be sure they don't have it. Cross it off the list.
Mm-hmm. Cross it off the list.
Okay, it's not this, it's not that. Ah, that's good.
And she says she does that in two ways. One is through her interview, and the other one is through the exam. So I guess the first one means she's going to talk to the patient and find out, you know, if they've been lifting heavy things and how they've been lifting them and things like that.
How long they've had the pain.
Yeah, and then the exam, she'll actually check the person's body.
Mm-hmm. So when they suspect then that this person has something that's not mechanical, then they do all this other thing. They order imaging or labs. What does that mean?
Well, imaging, basically you're going to use something, the easiest term is like x-ray, but I don't know that they'll necessarily
MRI.
Use
they
an
x-ray. They say imaging nowadays,
yeah.
They say that.
Yeah, so that old term of x-ray, that might not exactly be the type of test they're going to do, but they're basically going to do something to get an image or a picture.
Or they often do, in my case, I've had this done, I've had what we used to call an image, an x-ray, but I've also had a sonogram, or in some parts of the world they call it ultrasound.
Okay.
So they've tried to discover through both things. They do both. They've done both at one visit for me.
Sounds like you've had back problems.
I've had some.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know about it. It's not good to have it.
That's right. She says they also can do labs, so that's probably involves like a blood test to see if the chemicals in your blood suggest there's something more going on.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if, depending on the results of those tests, things can go in a different direction. So,
Well, most of the time, though, the doctor says they're dealing with what they call relatively means mostly benign. Now, whenever you have a test and they say you don't have cancer, they say benign.
Right.
That makes people really feel good.
Yes, because oftentimes, and I'm sure many of our listeners have had this, you've had a biopsy, and then you wait for the results. They come back and they say, as Doris said, oh, it's benign. And in other words, oh, it's negative.
Right.
And everyone goes, yes, I'm so happy to hear that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, so benign, it just means like it's not a disease or not a like a permanently
like
damaging.
Cancer or something like that. Yeah.
And it's also in our specialized terms, listeners and readers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's a really painful, but it's not going to be a life-threatening thing for you. It's painful, though.
That's right.
But it can be disabling and can be expensive, too.
Yeah, and it's interesting that they get back to that, because obviously if workers aren't coming to work, it costs the company money. It also costs the worker money. And it causes all kinds of expense, right? But it's the sort of thing that you can't treat as easily as a cold. Like I know here at the office, you know, when people start getting colds, we start passing out vitamin C. You know, and people are taking a lot of vitamin
like
C. And
drinking lots of fluid.
Yeah, so there's things you can do to avoid getting it. But if somebody's got back pain, there doesn't really seem to be a quick fix for it.
No. Well, and the expensive part can also be you keep going to some therapy and it costs you $50 U.S. every time you go or something.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's getting expensive,
yeah,
too.
Like one time here, I could not get rid of my back pain, and I had to go to a physiotherapist. It would not go away, no matter what they were doing.
Expensive.
And it was expensive.
Yeah, and if our listeners are regular listeners to, like, international news, they might have heard about people in the United States talking about an opioid crisis. And an opioid is just a pain-killing drug, a type of
right.
pain-killing drug. And the crisis is that there are all kinds of people who are kind of addicted to these pain-killing drugs. And it's not because they're drug users. It's because they have problems like back pain.
They call it chronic back pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what we mean by chronic, then, is not acute. It's back pain that goes on and on and on over time.
So they keep taking it, and it hurts more, so they take extra, and pretty soon they're taking too much.
That's right. So there's all kinds of other effects that can sort of happen because this pain is so serious.
And you have to deal with chronic pain and get rid of it, or it actually affects your mental health. So you have to take care of something like that.
So, as we said down here at the bottom of the page here, it says, how do we treat this? This is the main thing.
Yeah, and she then goes on to say the number of treatments is dizzying. And she actually uses the word sheer number. When we say a sheer number of something, we really mean a big number.
Mm-hmm.
And so
dizzying means there's so many, it's
right.
hard to count.
An astronomical amount.
Well, and really, it's dizzying because there are so many options. You don't know which one you should take. So it's kind of like you're spinning around looking at the different choices, and you don't know which one you should choose, right?
Well, this doesn't sound very optimistic when it says, but truly effective treatment options are few. Now, to me, that's kind of discouraging.
Yeah, you know, I think every year they're trying to come up with some options that they have not had before, so that people can get rid of their back pain, especially sooner, before it ever becomes a chronic problem.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you can see how a lot of this is really caused by things that can't be fixed quickly. Like when we're talking about this acute back pain that's caused by things like muscle problems, like we said, muscle spasms,
a long time.
And ligaments. But, you know, how are people causing that problem? Well, they're not lifting things properly.
Right.
Or,
well, yeah.
You know, and that's
are
a habit.
Overweight? Do you think overweight?
Or maybe they're overweight. Yeah. But either way, even if you fix the back problem this one time after, you know, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
you might just go back to work and then lift a box in an incorrect way again,
and
there you pull it again.
This
right?
is kind of discouraging.
Well, and you know, I think a lot of people have got tuned in about back pain because Tiger Woods, one of the world's most famous golfers, mm-hmm. has definitely had what we would call acute back pain.
Yes.
And, you know, they've tried almost, I guess, everything.
He's got a lot of money he can afford.
Yeah, but it's really sad how mm-hmm. much back pain he has suffered, even starting off as a young man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this can be kind of a discouraging lesson, but got to stay today, too, because tomorrow we're going to talk about what are the recommended treatments and what we can do about it. So let's not just end up here with the effective treatments are few, the choices are few, but let's find out what they are and see what we can do. So be sure you come back tomorrow, because if you don't, you're going to say, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen? See? So let's come back for a more optimistic lesson tomorrow. How about that?
I'm excited.
Well, me too.
See you all tomorrow then. See you. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.